We used to, well, some of us used to not be able to go out on Passover. So, for me, it's big, actually. My mom had to okay this, of course. This young lad's mother, of course, had to okay it also. So, happy Passover to this guy.
Feliz cumpleaños a el hombre que toca el guitarra beso, ¿entiende? El hombre que toca el guitarra beso, feliz cumpleaños. No ahora, es que 30 minutos.
He learned all that Spanish on the computer using the Family Circus Spanish tutorial. It's fucking amazing, man, what you can learn on the computer these days.
Hey!
Oh, you're out of here, buddy.
Security. This is for these guys from Jersey. So this is where it all came from, Michigan. So I'm just gonna level with you, but you gotta do me a favor. You gotta stop your tapes and you gotta just keep it in the room here. This one stays in Michigan, all right? First, I'm gonna start by saying there's no such thing as Zexy. I made that all up right from the start. There's no Gene Circle. The Gutwillig family doesn't have a house there. I've never been to the other side of the world before. All of that's been lies, all lies. In addition to which, I always talk about how, you know, your parents tell you to take care of your stuff and so that you can keep your head together and have a warm, happy life. Well, my parents don't know what the song is about, so my mom listens to the song and she has no fucking idea what we're talking about ever, so anything I've ever said about that, it's all been lies, all lies. It's all been lies. So what really happened was, one of my friends from Michigan came out to Pennsylvania, brought me this beautiful little nug puffer. It was just like a spectacular thing that was happening in the early 90s. And well, like I've been saying, I'm a very careless person when it comes to this kind of stuff. And so we were just, I think that the band at that point might have even been called ZXC. It's a little hazy, but we were practicing in the basement of this house that we were using, and I was just hanging out, and the whole thing about ZXC, it never happened. I was just sitting in a basement in Philadelphia, and I had my nug puffer right here in my shirt pocket, and I didn't know what could happen at that time. I had no idea. It was a traumatic night, traumatic occasion. And I know that every night somebody comes up to me and says, "Mark, three pieces on the floor, 5 pieces on the floor, 15 pieces on the floor." My particular case, I got up, I like leaned over, I picked up a drink. I was never actually upside down in the air. I just like leaned over. It was a very uneventful thing, but it just like bleep, just fell out of my pocket and clink, 3 pieces on the floor. And so I never even knew what any of this stuff was at this point. It was all this kid from Michigan who was like, he was from Ann Arbor, and he was like, "Michigan, man, you don't understand what they got. They're fucking 10 years ahead of the game out there. They're 10 years ahead of the game." Kid basically schooled Philadelphia and like the whole entire scene. And I fucked up, and then I fucked up again, and then I fucked up again. 20 pieces on the floor, 30 pieces on the floor. Now I just use blunts and all the papers. So this is for all of the people over the years that have come up to me and said, "Mark, I fucked up tonight. Take one Barcelona, I take one dog for everywhere I go, when I go around the city. Take one Barcelona, life is hard, you cannot sit inside your house and wallow in self-pity. I'm
Feliz cumpleaños, San Marcos. Sí.
Por favor.